All right, everyone, and welcome to Clairvoyant Conversations. I'm your host, Alexander Creek, and we're back to another episode where we're going to do some readings with a fabulous guest. And my guest this week is psychic medium Ari Sho. I actually met Ari when we were both just starting out, and a mutual friend introduced us. Because where we live in the United States, I don't know, being open with this kind of stuff isn't the most common thing. And for me, it's pretty normal talking about anything paranormal, talking about anything, you know, fringe, spiritual, all of that stuff. And my friend introduced me to Ari, and we started bonding over, you know, just talking about how we kind of got into it, and we started practicing doing readings on each other. And if you're ever, you know, delving into something like this, it's so nice to have someone who doesn't think you're totally insane and who completely understands where you're coming from. And Ari Sho just launched her business, and she is Ari Nicole, the Midwest Medium. So you can find her on Facebook as well. Let's get her Facebook URL for you. It's just facebook.com/ Ari Nicole Medium. That's A-R-I Nicole N-I-C-O-L-E Medium. And she actually does super cool monthly forecasts at the beginning of every month as well. So let's go ahead and bring her on. And you heard her laugh already because I forgot to unmute her. So Ari, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. I'm so happy for you that you got this show going and everything. It's so fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, I love to force people to listen to hear me to hear me talk.
I totally understand. I completely understand because I have two other podcasts that I do. I absolutely love podcasting. So when you asked me, I was like, yes.
Totally. and I'll need to make sure. Yeah, Ari. So you do a podcast called Macabre Grenoir. Am I pronouncing that right? I never know how to pronounce macabre. Okay. And so that's M-A-C-A-B-R-E.
Yep. And then grimoire is G-R-I-M-O-I-R-E. And in that particular podcast, we talk more about the paranormal, supernatural, conspiracy theories. And then I'm actually billed as a psychic medium on that particular episode, on that particular podcast.
Cool. Awesome. And what was the other podcast that you do? You said you do another one.
Oh, yep. So the other one that I do is called Chaos Reigns, and that's with myself and my husband, and we just talk about filmmaking and movies and the entertainment industry, and that's kind of like my other side job in addition to the whole psychic medium gig.
Yeah, so because you and your husband are both filmmakers, and I mean, you know, I actually, your horror short film was just in a bunch of festivals. Mr. Pointy, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Yep. I can't believe I didn't lead with the whole filmmaker thing.
No, that's okay because here I'm my first focus is psychic medium, but usually most of the time I get interviewed for the movie stuff. So it's kind of nice to get a focus on, you know, the not movie stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Well, we can talk about movie stuff for a little bit too.
For sure. So let's jump in with, how did you get into this? I mean, you know, it's not every day that someone says that they're a psychic medium. So I know you've done some training. I guess let's start with where you first kind of noticed that you were a little bit different, or that you noticed that you were interested in this subject.
So I've always kind of had what I like to call future dreams, where I would see the future like right in front of my eyes, but like while I'm awake during the day. And I would tell adults about this, and any adult that I talked to about it would tell me like, oh, that's just deja vu. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then as I got older, it's like, no, deja vu is like a completely different experience from what I'm actually experiencing. So that was kind of like my first red flag, I guess, or woo-woo flag.
That's funny.
Then just the whole theme of the metaphysical and the supernatural just kind of always flowed throughout my life, like being really interested in like my horoscope and in natal charts, tarot cards. And then it just kind of, then at one point I decided to go for my psychology major. And if you're going for anything in the science field, they always preach to you atheist, basically being an atheist, being non-biased, and that this type of stuff doesn't exist. But I just couldn't take the feeling that this stuff does exist. And so I kind of went away from it for a little while, and then it reared its head like spirit usually does, because it's like knocking, like banging my door down saying like, hello, like you have this. And I started getting my visions again in my late 20s or my mid 20s while I was still in college. And so, and these were super significant events that I will always, always remember. And then in my 30s, or when I turned 30, actually, it was like, you know, I really, really, really want to be a psychic. Like, I want to do this, and how should I do this? And I was watching a lot of Long Island Medium, and in one episode, she was like, she talked about how she had a mentor, and I was like, oh, that's what I need. I need a mentor. And so you don't have any, like, I looked up mentors in the Sioux Falls, like in the South Dakota area, and there's like nothing. And so, which no surprise. And I honestly, I didn't even know where to really start. So I found one woman who said that she did mentorship, but when I contacted her Facebook page, I got a message back saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Makara has just moved to Kansas City, but my name is Angela Johnson and I do body talk. And I was like, what's body talk? And there's actually a really significant wraparound. So I did some body talk sessions, and then Angela said I should take some Mindscape classes, and that'll help with developing my intuition. And I had a really good job at the time, and the class was like $600. So I was like, I'm like, you know, it's kind of expensive, but it's worth it. So I took the class, and it was kind of like, holy crap, this is exactly what I needed. So I kind of started doing like amateur readings at that point in time, and that was, I don't know, probably like 6 years ago. And then from there, I just kind of knew I needed a little bit more. And then, I'm trying to think here. That's kind of when I hooked up with you. And then as far as
what
the medium,
Mindscape is first. Explain what
oh,
Mindscape
yeah,
for, is just for everyone who doesn't know what that is.
Yep. Okay. So, within the body talk, class or courses, they teach this class called Mindscape, because in order to be an efficient body talker, because you're using your intuition to help a person's body heal. And so one of the things that you need to learn is how to tap into your intuition. And so they teach a Mindscape course that's about tapping into your intuition and using your intuition, but they teach it not just for people that are studying body talk, but also for just the regular lay person. And so the whole class is geared towards teaching the lay person intuition and psychic development, but they don't ever say psychic. They don't ever use like the trigger words that society is like, oh, this is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So, So that's kind of in a sense, it's kind of that's like kind of what Mindscape is.
Yes.
So that's kind of where I started.
Okay.
But I had already kind of bought into the whole, like, I know psychic stuff exists. So it wasn't like you had to sell me anything that I didn't already want to buy.
Totally. Gotcha. Yeah, you didn't need an accidental backdoor into intuitive development. You were already like, on the train. You know, had already left the station. So, okay.
Yep, pretty much. Already bought my ticket. So, yeah. So I was totally on board with the whole class. So I did that and I took a second Mindscape class. And honest to God, if you do want to do any type of psychic development, look up Mindscape. It's actually a really, really good course for like your basic beginners. And they do, basically you spend most of the weekend in meditation and visualizations, and it's just a really, really good springboard into psychic development. And then you've probably, then I would almost go into taking psychic development classes, because then it kind of gives you some like baseline tools to like get into like the next level. So I met some friends through Body Talk, and one of my friends was like, "Hey, do you know who Carmel Joy Barrett is?" And I was like, "Nope." And she's like, "Well, she's a really talented medium out of Canada. She's doing this master mediumship class, and I think you should apply." And I was like, "Oh, I don't think I'll get in, because they're only accepting 10 people into this course." And then, so basically I decided to apply for this course, and long story short, I got in, and over 400 people applied. And so out of 400 people, I was part of the first 10 that were accepted in.
Wow.
And she's now expanded that out to like 23 or 24 extra students. So there's 23
cool.
or 24 students in the class total, and we're all over the world. But out of, you know, so many hundreds of people that applied, I was selected to be in the class. So that was definitely confirmation.
That's exciting.
Because she didn't even, yeah, because she didn't even really like interview me. She just talked to Spirit and let Spirit decide for her kind of who she should go with. So apparently Spirit knows
well,
more than I do.
I remember you telling me at the time, like, I kind of feel like I'm going to get in. And, you know, I was like, that's exciting. And I didn't really like, you know, I was like, maybe I should like pull a card or check with my intuition on it. And I was just like, you know, I just like, I'm super excited for you. And like, and then your gut feeling was totally right. I mean, so that's,
oh, yeah.
you know, that's like pretty, that's, pretty slim odds to get into that thing, you know?
Oh,
so.
I know. Because, yeah, it was really interesting, because my guides will give me, like, they give me, like, this surge of, like, excitement or an adrenaline whenever I need a yes to a question.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I just kind of tuned in one morning, and I was like, am I going to get in? And all of a sudden, it was just, like, this immense surge of just, like, of just utter and utter excitement. And I was like, holy crap, I'm going to get in. And then they also
yeah.
showed me like being like escorted like out onto stage in front of like a massive audience. And I was just like, and I had like Carmel sitting next to me. And like, to be clear, like, I am not a fan of Carmel. I don't know who she is. Like, I didn't know who she was. I had
yeah.
like no reason to, you know, I wasn't like invested in her and like wanting to be like next to her. Whereas like, I think
mm-hmm.
Quite a few of the people in the class are like really big fans of her. So I think
sure.
that kind of helps them like buy into the class or whatever. But for me, it's like, I really had no attachment to her. So obvious. I mean, to me, it was pretty obvious that this is where I needed to be.
Awesome. Well, so let kind of take me through what you experience when you're doing a client session. How do you see Spirit? Like, how do your, like, tell me about your guides. How do you, because everyone kind of reads differently and their own reading space is different. So I guess I'm always fascinated to see like what your own process is like. So do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, sure. So if I'm doing just like a basic psychic reading, I usually call forth the person's energy and I can see them in my mind's eye. And usually when I see them coming forward, I can get a really good visual on, like, what they look like, how are they, you know, like, are they confused, are they, you know, grounded, are they sick, are they beaten, you know, like, I did a reading on my cousin once
mm-hmm.
who's going through substance abuse issues, and, like, he came through to me, and he looked like shit. I mean, like, he was all beaten up and bruised
yeah.
and scarred. I mean, I'm
yeah.
just like, oh, my gosh, like, you have literally been to hell and back. And so,
yeah.
Whereas other people come through, most of my clients come through looking utterly lost and confused, which is probably why they're getting a reading in the first place.
right. Yeah.
So I see them like in my, like I see my client like in my mind's eye, and that's kind of how I get a feel for like what my client is going through. And then typically everybody carries baggage. So I just look through their bags and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of like, I kind of like go deeper into like more of the observation of like, what are they carrying? What are they wearing? Is there anything around them? And then as far as mediumship.
So it's a tremendous amount. Oh, so it's a tremendous amount of visualization that you like do
oh,
at
absolutely.
First, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. And then I will, because I'm really empathic, sometimes occasionally I will start to feel like their sicknesses. It's mostly for when I'm usually when I'm doing mediumship, like the sicknesses I'll feel. I don't really necessarily feel sicknesses when I'm talking with a person who's alive.
Gotcha. Interessante. So so tell me about mediumship, because you are, I think you're a pretty strong medium. Like mediumship if I were to do like an intuitive reading, mediumship just isn't my strength. Like it's just not for whatever reason. So I guess I'm always fascinated to hear about that. So tell me about your process there.
So with mediumship, it's kind of interesting because the more that I've been doing it, the stronger I've been getting getting with it. At first, I used to have to like really call in that person's loved ones who have crossed over, and it's almost like I would see them in like a line, like kind of queued up, and then they would just kind of come through like one by one. But now I can see like if my client. It doesn't really matter if my client's sitting in front of me or if it's over the phone. Usually I can tell how many spirits are with them by just looking at, like, there's, like, little pinpoints of, like, light kind of around them. And the placement of the light tells me the placement of spirit. So if, like, the light is on their left side, that's their father's side. If the light is on their right side, it's the mother's side of the family, like that type of thing. So, and the brighter the light, the stronger the spirit. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And that's been more of a recent thing. So,
because you really need to tell spirit how to come in so you can understand it, correct? Like, okay, this is how it needs to be. Like, okay.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and that's the one thing I think people forget. And I forget this all the time, too. Like, you make the rules with spirit. And it's like, you're not being bossy. You're not being pushy. You're just telling spirit, like, this is what I need to communicate with you. So when I got the confirmation that I was going to get into this class, I just said, okay, spirit, next time that I need to know a yes, give me that feeling again of just pure excitement, because then I will know that it's a yes. And so then going forward, that's my yes, you know?
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So I guess, okay, so if we watch like a show like Long Island Medium, okay, so like, you know how she's like running over to people in a grocery store to tell them that she has messages for them? So I'm curious to know, like, do you have those kinds of experiences, or do you keep it to yourself, or do you need to be in a reading space, or like, what is that like for you?
It depends. If I'm really, really relaxed, and then, like, I can totally tell that people have spirits around them. And most of the time, they leave me alone because I put up the rule that if I haven't called you in yet, I'm not talking to you. Unless it's, like, a level 10 emergency. Like, that's my rule. It has to be life or death in order for me to have to talk to you. Because I kind of put that rule down with my husband, with my father-in-law. My father-in-law's been deceased now for 20 years. And that's kind of how I knew I was a medium, is because he started waking me up in the middle of the night to give me messages. And I was just like, look, Daryl, if this isn't a level 10, like you have to let me sleep because you can't keep waking me up in the middle of the night. And he hasn't, he stuck to that. And so now my rule is, again, it's all about creating rules and boundaries of spirit, is, unless I do my calling in prayer, and unless it's a level 10, do not contact me. I don't, like, we have nothing to say to each other unless it's absolutely, utterly important. And so, because really it's not about me showing off to prove to people that I'm a medium, because that's not the point. The point is that I want to bring as much healing and as much love to people as I possibly can. And if I'm going to get assaulted by spirit in public, then it has to be really important. So I do know when there are spirits around people, but they don't bother me unless, like, I let them.
Okay, gotcha. Good to know. Well, and I think, like, ethical boundaries too are super important whenever you're in this, like, in this field, you know, like, because they can be blurred pretty easily. You know what I mean? And I think it's important to keep that healthy. So, okay, all right. So I guess let's talk about your YouTube, because it's almost like a show that you're developing, like a TV show, because your YouTube videos that you've been doing are the video, like, I'm just, again, I'm like kind of astonished by the video quality because you are like, you're a filmmaker, right? And I'm like, you know, normally when, cause so like you do monthly forecasts using some, like using like basically tarot cards basically for sort of each astrological sign. And you know, like a lot of them I see on the internet, you know, like I'm like, it's just in like someone's living room and like, that's totally cool. Like, however you get the message across, but yours, it's like TV level quality, you know, with like different camera angles and all this like kind of stuff. So I guess tell me a little bit about that and where you think that's going to go, and also share where people can find that as well.
Yeah, sure. So first, you can find me on YouTube at Midwest Medium. I was really astonished that nobody had picked that name for a channel, considering it's like 2018. So I was like, that's a sign that this is supposed to happen. And it kind of started with, we're developing, I'm working with this production company locally here, and they want to develop more content for television. And just out of the blue, and it's, and truthfully, it's not out of the blue because, like, there's a divine, like, there's a divine, like, presence behind all of this. But I was just like, what if I did a psychic show? And everybody went, like, dead silent for, like, a beat. And then the producer of the channel was just like, can I swear? Like, just swearing, okay?
go right ahead.
Okay. So, anyways, so the producer was like, he's just like, that's fucking amazing. My wife would fucking love that. And I was just like, oh, thank God.
Totally.
It was like that is like that moment of like I didn't know like what the response was. Everybody just went dead silent. And I was like, oh God, please don't hate this. And then after that, like everybody was just like, that sounds amazing. That sounds fantastic. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So then we started kind of being pushy about it, because that's how my husband and I, we're not jerks about it, but we're just basically like, okay, let's move forward on this project. We have the idea, we have the means, let's move forward. So we started having regular meetings with them down at the studio, and then they're like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And at first I really didn't know. Like, I kind of wanted to make it like a holistic health fair, but for like TV. And then someone was like, well, why don't you just do like horoscope readings? And I was like, what? I've never heard of this. Like, I legitimately never heard of it. And they showed me a few videos, and I was like, oh, well, that's really easy. And that, when we can like out, we can do that so much better, like visually. So we just kind of planned it out, decided how it was going to kind of look. And then we just kind of went from there. So
Do you have any programming ideas for the future for that thing as well?
I do. So right now, I just kind of want to bring in fellow friends that are in the holistic health community, whether it's psychics, mediums, essential oils, massage, body talk, Reiki. And then also, I also really truthfully want to debunk a lot of like holistic myths. So I'm probably going to because there's so much bullshit out there that people just believe because it's on a fucking meme, and it drives me nuts. It's like, do your fucking research. Like, don't be sticking stuff in your orifices just because somebody wrote it on a meme that the Egyptians did it. Like, be educated. So,
I think there was like a jade. I think that was on actually, I think it was on Goop or something. It was like jade stone. Like, anyway, God, I'm not going to say where it went, but yes, no, I totally know what you mean for sure.
So that's kind of my hope is to combine, because not only am I mean, I realize like, yes, I'm a psychic medium. Like, I'm kind of buying into the whole woo woo, but I'm also human. I have an ego, and I have to survive on this planet. And I like to be skeptical, because sometimes I'm even skeptical of the own stuff that comes out of my mouth. Like, I'll say things during a reading, and I'm like, is that even like, that sounds bizarre. And then like the client is just like, oh my God, that's so right. So it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not totally full of shit. So
Yeah, it's the hardest thing sometimes when I've done intuitive readings is like, it's just when you feel something and you're like, I have no idea this is even right or not, and just spitting it out, you know? And I mean, that's the biggest thing over and over is developing trust in like what spirit's giving you and what you're feeling. Even because most of the time now I'm just focusing on the numerology readings, right? However, during like client sessions, there's still specific things that come out of my mouth that don't really have to do with what the numbers say. It's kind of like, I'll look at, all of a sudden kind of get this intuitive impulse to say something like, I had a client recently and I was looking at his chart and I was like, you need to say no once in a while. You need to say no to some work projects and not take on everything. And he was like, yep, 100%. and I was like, whew, okay. I just, it's kind of like, because I think of doing a reading, like the same thing, like if I were on stage or something, right? Like, and you don't want to bomb because it's a horrible feeling.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. Because, you know, it's like, the intuitive thing, doing an intuitive reading, it's not 100% perfect all the time. Like it takes work, it takes practice and it, so. Yes. Oh, totally. And I mean, that's something that you built for me. It's like something that comes slowly over time from where I've come from to where I am now. It's a huge jump, but I still have a lot of like work to do in the whole arena of trust. So, and to your, when you're talking about debunking, I think that's so important too. Like, oh my God, because again, like not everything you read on the internet is completely like 100% accurate. We know that from like multiple ways, you know, fake news, whatever. And
For sure. When you go into a holistic health food store, like, the people selling you those things at the holistic health food store don't have your best interest at heart all the time. They want to make money. And so if there's a product out there that's going viral, they're going to sell it to you, not because they want you to feel better. They want to sell it to you because they want to make money. And I'm not trying to knock on all health food stores or holistic stores. It's just that's the name. Money is kind of the name of the game, unfortunately. And so it's important to be educated.
For sure. Yep. I agree with you. So let's see here. So before we have our first caller on the podcast, and before we go into a reading segment, go ahead and let listeners know how they can find you and what, speaking of money, what sessions you offer and kind of what's coming down the pipeline, and just plug everything.
Okay. All right. So you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/AriNicoleMedium. My monthly forecast videos are out on YouTube at Midwest Medium. But as far as like readings and stuff like that, I do a full session reading, which is basically what I like to call all my tricks. So you get you get the answers from your spirit guides. You get all your life path information. You get any kind of question under the sun that you want to ask. Plus mediumship, and that's an $80 session, and I kind of go as long as it takes, because I kind of bill it online as like an hour, but sometimes it can take longer. I'm pretty flexible with timing. Mediumship, I do $50 for, I say an hour just because it's just as long as it takes. And then if you have like a question and you just have one question that you want to ask, that's $25. And then usually card readings is like, I think a card reading session is like $50 if you just need like cards, because cards speak to you. So it's kind of like a brief rundown. I have a list of like all of the other things that I do on my Facebook page.
Cool. Sounds good. And they can check you out on YouTube under Midwest Medium as well, and on your podcast Macabre Grimoire, correct?
Yes. Yep, and that's all on Facebook. And then if anybody's local to the Sioux Falls area, I am doing a event this weekend at SuperCon for Macabre Grimoire, and our panel is Saturday night at 8 p.m. And that's going to be live, and then that'll that'll come out, that recording will come out several weeks later. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and switch over to our reading segment. If you ever want a free reading on this podcast, you can go ahead and email me. My email is in the description below the podcast. It's acrickintuitive.com. Check out my website, acrickintuitive.com, to book a full reading with me as well. So let's go ahead and we'll get switched over here. We'll put on our little fancy break music, and we are going to be right back. Okay, we are back from break, and our first caller, her name is Havy, so let's bring her on the line here. Hi, Havy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And am I pronouncing your name correctly as well?
You are.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, thanks for coming on. So I know you a little bit, so I was actually going to have Ari read for you first. And we'll both kind of, I'll do my numbers thing and she'll do her psychic medium thing.
Okay.
So, I'll let Ari take it away here. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay.
Hey, Havy.
Hi.
So you want, I guess, you have like a psychic question or do you want mediumship?
I don't know. I don't know what I want.
All right, well, let me just bring your energy forward here. So, let's see here. So as I'm bringing you forward, I'm kind of taking a look at you right now. I'm getting a sense that there's some questions that you're having about your career right now. I kind of see you wearing, like, this interesting, it's like an artist's apron. Is that something that like you're really into, or is that just something that you aspire to do, or can you explain more about that apron?
First of all, yes, and that's unbelievable. I actually just met with somebody today. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, but I haven't been working in the field for a few years, but I really miss it, and I just met with a manager today, and I'm going to be working just one night a week to get my feet wet with it again, but we do wear aprons at the salon.
Oh, good, because I'm like, I don't think it's an artist apron. Like, it just looks like an artist apron to me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it kind of does.
Quite.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
And she actually said that when I met with her. She said, make sure you have an apron, because I asked, you know, like, what do I need to bring with, and so it's kind of odd that that particular thing came out.
Yeah. So let me just see here. So as far as that, like if I'm going to like put you like on that path, I guess like with cosmetology, because it's cosmetology, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. I feel, I think you kind of alluded to this, like I feel like this isn't, like 100% where your heart wants to be. I feel like you want this to be something a little bit more. Plus, I feel like there's going to be another career change a few more years down the road. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've kind of just been indecisive all over the place with my career. And it's just been, I stayed at home for a few years. And ever since I went back to work, I just don't really know where I'm supposed to be, you know?
Right, because I feel like this is just the decision that you're making because it makes the most sense to you right now, because I feel like you're feeling pressure to make a decision, not that you want to make this decision. Like, basically, it feels like the most right decision for you right now. And your guides,
right.
Your guides agree with that, but I feel like you also really don't know, like, what your true destiny is as far as, like, what you truly want for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the thing is that your guys are saying is that you're going to be going through some life changes within the next few years that will ultimately leads you to your path, and I can't necessarily see that, because it's like you have to go through some experiences first in order to be able to get to that conclusion that this is the fit for you, that this is the career that you need. So,
okay.
But just know that the challenges that you're going to be facing going into your future, it's actually leading you to where you're going to be the happiest. So you're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel upset. You're going to feel like you want to quit everything. Don't give up. Just know that it's all part of your process, and it's all part of your growth, and it's all part of getting to be basically the ultimate you of where you're going to end up in life. And I feel like you're going to end up something completely like opposite from cosmetology. And so, don't let that freak you out, because it's basically where you need to end up.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. I actually do work full-time at a college, too, as an administrative mm-hmm. specialist. So that's my mm-hmm. full-time gig right now. The cosmetology thing is just kind of, I don't know, I've been itching to do it again. So
right.
kind of filling that void that I have, I guess. So.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. I feel like there's some really good things coming your way. It's just, it's going to take you a few years to get to, like, your ultimate like goal of like where you want to be, where like work is happy and you're pleased with like where you are career wise, but it's okay because it's kind of part of everyone's journey too. So.
Right. So just stay the course and try not to get too frustrated.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to forget that we even had this conversation, but hopefully this reminds you in those moments that's all part of the process. So, okay.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Trying to look at you a little bit more. I feel like there's some questions about relationship stuff. Is there a guy that you're kind of with right now? I don't know if it's on again, off again, or if it's just somebody that you're like really thinking about right now.
No, I'm happily married, so I guess I don't have any questions.
Let me see here. Is it more of like a question of just like maybe like communication or connectivity in your relationship?
I mean, I don't feel that, no, in my marriage.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just kind of seeing there's a gentleman in your life who you struggle with communicating with and getting on the same page with, and it's probably not even necessarily your husband, but I feel like you have a lot of love towards this individual, and hang on, let me just, it's not a huge deal. I just felt like that's just kind of on your radar right now, but
okay.
So, all right.
Okay. So I'm going to jump in here, if that's okay, Haiti.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've done just like a couple little email readings back and forth. So you're kind of familiar with your chart a little bit by now. And as soon as Aries said, oh, I'm thinking career, I'm like, that's all we've been talking about.
It pretty much has been, because it's been just a crazy, like, I feel like, I'm 36, so I feel like, how much time do I really have left to just pick a career already and decide what I want to do for a living, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what frustrates me the most.
Totally, yes. I do have to agree when she said, we have these things in our charts that are called pinnacles, okay? So pinnacles are kind of like these big cycles that have this sort of big overarching story. And you're in this sixth pinnacle right now, sixth energy, and you're kind of in this energy until about age 38. And sixth pinnacle is always going to be about home, heart, family, basically duty, responsibility. You know what I mean? Like responsibility to family. Okay.
Right.
When you get to age 39, you're going to go into another pinnacle. So it's kind of like not that really, it's not that you're not going to, because always, like, if you're a mom, if you're a parent, you're always going to have that responsibility. But your story is going to change a little bit to this 11 energy. You're going into, so 11 energy is a master number. And it's considered the spiritual messenger. And when you go into an 11 pinnacle, usually one door closes and another one opens, basically. And so when Aries is talking about these life changes, that's what I'm seeing with this 11 pinnacle coming in. And it's going to, you're going to be pointed in the direction of your calling, basically, and kind of like where you really want to go. And I do see you working potentially more with people in a one-on-one fashion. But okay. Right now we're in this, you're in this kind of heavy seven energy. Seven energy is really, I think of the hermit and the tarot. It's going within, you know, introspection, like going deep, and it's not really like super strong in career, basically. And it's kind of this period of almost feels like, oh my God, waiting, like investigating, like what am I going to do? Okay.
Right.
You are going into an eight personal year next year. So definitely next year, I see more energy around career for you, potentially making more money, being in more of a position of authority and really being able, being in more of a position of power when it comes to money and finance. You do have, you kind of have dualistic energy happening because you are a seven life path. So you are someone who is, naturally, on one hand, you're naturally analytical, like you're like good at figuring out patterns. You're kind of a detective. You can really get to the bottom of something. And on the other hand, seven energy is very intuitive. So it's like naturally psychic. You have like strong gut feelings. I would definitely like write down dreams. Seven tests tend to be highly psychic and also, being able to have some time alone to like recharge your batteries basically and really commune with your soul is important to you. But at the same time, the number that's just as important as your life path is the expression. This comes from your full name. It's kind of like the ride that your soul decided to ride in this lifetime, and that you're an eight expression. So it's almost like the opposite of the seven, because the eight is you're a good manager, you're a good organizer. It's kind of like the CEO executive brain, and being able to really, pardon my language, like get shit done is kind of the eighth game, okay? And so And being able to kind of combine, I think it's almost like being able to combine both of these, because I see you as someone who's creative and soulful, but also you have the executive thing happening and you do have this need for freedom with your five hearts desire. So I want to say around, I guess basically like the feeling of like needing to like super, super, super pick something and like specialize in something. Just give it a little time. Definitely have fun with the cosmetology thing. That's really exciting to hear that that you got that, by the way. That's really cool. I see you specializing a little bit more when you get into this other pinnacle in a few years or so. So I think your career path is basically going to come about just kind of like she said. And I think it's going to come about through a series of life changes. So like 11 is about one door closing, another door opening. Okay. So we'll kind of just see where you land. But next year in general feels good for career for me. So, and I feel like I feel like I'm kind of rephrasing what I told you already.
Okay. Cause it's, I'm kind of all over the place, but that kind of makes sense to me now with the numbers
don't be too hard. Just don't beat yourself up, because it's kind of like written in your chart right now to like really kind of dig down deep. And also just the keyword with all the seven energy you're experiencing right now too is rest. Like rest is fine. October is an 8 month for you coming up. Eight energy is always about career. So like I think I mentioned to you before, I was like, I see something starting something in October. So this new thing, this cosmetology thing kind of feels like that's it for me. Awesome. Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
So any last questions before we switch to our other caller here?
I don't think so. Thank you. I feel like I kind of have a game plan in my mind now, and it's unreal that apron thing came up, because I was like, should I even do this? Is this going to be too much for me?
yeah. Oh, and you do, like, you have some 3 energy happening in your chart as well, your personality number, how people see you. 3 energy is creative, it's visual, it's chatty, it likes to be with people. So where 7 is kind of like introspective, you have this 3 that you're kind of projecting out, and I love, and 3 is very visual. So I love to see you in some sort of, because I remember like first reading you and I was like, oh, you're going to do something playful and something like, and I was like, I had no idea how that landed, but that's really exciting. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I hope that's helpful to you. You're so welcome.
Thank you. It was. Right. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thanks, Amy.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Nice job, Ari. Let's go ahead and switch to our other caller here. We have Christina on the line. Hi, Christina. Thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. You are so welcome. I'll let Ari kind of go first here. So, Ari, you go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, I was listening. I was actually listening to the last lady, and I'm like, oh, she's probably channeling me. It's probably the guy that I want to ask about.
You know, and I was kind of wondering, because I'm just like, God, this, and then it, like, the sense of it just kind of slowly dissipated, and I was like, son of a bitch.
I'm
picking up on someone else.
I was like, this poor woman, because I was debating if I wanted to ask about relationship or not, and then you started saying things that I kind of was thinking, and I was like, oh, man.
That's so funny. Okay, so is it Christina or Christina?
Christina.
Christina. Okay, Christina. Let me just kind of call your energy forward and get a good look at you here. For whatever reason, like, I am seeing you in a jean jacket, like, with, like, a fur collar. Does that mean anything to you? Because that's, like, the first thing that I saw when I see you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I do love jean jackets.
Yeah? Okay. Well, it's totally in your energy field. Let's see here. So I'm just going to kind of I'll just jump right ahead to the love path and relationships. So let's see here. So just quick question. This is just like a side question. Does this guy have like, does he kind of have like shorter hair? Like, he keeps it kind of nicely like cut?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he, because I'm just seeing a guy that's like about, I don't know, probably around like 5'9" to like 6 foot tall, and he's got like shorter, like almost like light brown-ish hair, like he just kind of keeps just like nicely like kept or whatever. Does that make sense to you, or am I just?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what I was seeing earlier when we were talking with Daisy. So
yeah, he's really tall. He
Is he really, really tall?
Skin. Yeah, he's he's about 6 feet tall.
Okay, because usually, like, whenever I say tall people, like, I'm 5'4", so, like, anybody
that's,
like...
Oh, girl, I'm, like, 5'1½", so everyone's pretty much tall.
Yep, so, like, usually when I say, oh, they're really tall, like, I have to specify, like, I'm really short, so it usually means something taller. So I feel like, there's issues with communication between you and this guy, and that you're not quite sure all the time about like what he means in the way he speaks. Part of that is a outcome of his upbringing, but also part of that is because I just don't feel like he understands like what he wants out of a relationship. And it's not anything to do necessarily with you. It's more of just part of him and where he's at. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So, what's the status of your relationship with him? Because he feels kind of distant sometimes, but other times he feels like he can be really close.
Well, he lives like an hour and like 15 minutes from me. So,
okay.
I'm a single mom, so on during my free time is when we get together. We've been together for almost a year, and I'm kind of like, so now that we're getting closer, it's, you know, obviously, like, I want to be around him more somehow. Like, we're kind of, like, in this, like, weird part of our relationship where we're, like, okay, we're getting kind of serious, but I really don't know what to do. I mean, you know, I still have insecurities that I'm dealing with, and so it's hard when, like, you're so far from someone all the time. And so,
right.
So I think, like, that's where we're having a lot of miscommunication as of the last couple weeks, but I just don't know if I should continue pursuing this relationship, or maybe if long distance isn't really, like, you know, I tried it and it's not for me, or what.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
So, let's see here. So when I like put you guys together as in like the same location, the relationship feels like it just gets very juvenile. Like it's just not a very mature relationship. And so, and I think with like more time, it might get better, but I just feel like it would just be a struggle. I feel like there are some things that like he hasn't exactly like divulged to you yet about his personality that he's kind of holding back. And I think that those things are going to come out a little bit more apparent when you do get to be closer together. So it's really easy to hide a lot of things like as far as like habits and just, you know, just like little idiosyncrasies that might just kind of bother you a bit.
You might be talking about my son's father.
Oh,
we had terrible communication.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're both around the same height. They both have short hair. So now
they
I'm sitting
are
back like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, you said juvenile. Okay. I'm like, oh, that's his father.
Okay. Let's make this easier on Spirit. Can you just give me the name of the guy that you're dating? Let's start there.
I'm so sorry. It was a complicated reading. Yeah, his name is Toyon. It's T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, Y as in yellow, T-O-Y-I as in Igloo, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Okay. Okay. Does he kind of feel like, almost like your knight in shining armor?
Yes.
Because I see. Okay,
yeah,
like, he
feels like too good to be true. That's what I'm like. Oh,
yes, like yeah, like he's got like his little fist on his hips, and he's got his chest puffed out, and he's wearing like he's got like the full like night get up, and you're just like swooning over him like crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That helps so much more. Okay. Okay. So
oh,
let's see here. Okay, so I put you guys on a path together, and it just feels like you guys are just, like, magnetized to each other, almost like
yeah.
you just can't, like, stay apart, and there's just, like, this energy between the two of you that almost, like, some days you're just like, I can't explain it. Like, I've never had this type of connection with anybody before, and it's just fantastic.
Exactly.
It feels almost like you're putting on like an old shoe. Like it just fits and it just works, and it's almost like you've always been meant to be together. And I feel like you've spent
yeah.
like maybe a couple lifetimes together also. So
I was just gonna say I would agree.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So he was in a past. I've met him in a past life. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see here. And as far as the long distance thing and being closer together, it's basically it's not happening fast enough for one of you. And I don't know if it's you, and I don't know if it's him, but like basically someone's being a little impatient. Okay,
me for sure.
Yep,
he's very so, like we need to have a plan, blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, I feel this way right now.
Yes. So your guides are trying to basically let you know, like, it's okay. Like, you can cool your jets a bit. Like, it'll, like, you, just because you aren't physically together doesn't mean that you will ever be apart. Some things need to kind of come into place before it can be a successful move. I'm kind of seeing some, like, lenses, almost like, I don't know if they're, like, camera lenses or if there are lights. Does one of you like work with something like that, or does he work with something like that?
He drives
like,
trucks.
Kind of he does what?
He drives trucks. I don't know.
Oh, he drives trucks. Oh,
mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing headlights. That makes so much more sense now because it looks like I couldn't tell if it was a camera lens or if it was a headlight. So, okay. So let's see here. It's a kind of a matter of timing for him. Like, he feels like certain things need to be perfect, and you're just like, just do it, dude. So
yeah.
I would say your guys are saying he needs, like you said, he needs a specific plan, and that's just part of his personality and part of his spiritual growth. And I think if you can set up a plan for him and let him know, like, because I'm seeing almost like a planner, and just let him know, like, these are the things that if you had them in place right now, like, what would make it comfortable for you to do this move? And so I think once he kind of can have that plan and that stability, then I see the moving boxes and I see him actually moving to you.
Yay, because that's what I wanted.
Yep. So he
just
needs a little bit more of a push.
So I just need to be patient. Okay.
Yep. You kind of be patient and also kind of work with him too and let him know that you're willing to, like, help him get through this, because he kind of needs that. That's just part of his personality.
Okay. That helps me a lot.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, nice job, Ari. Hell yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry to take a while.
No worries. I was like, there's a lot. I'll just keep going. We'll wrap up in just a couple minutes here, but I want to get my two cents in. Christina, I have your chart in front of me. I was going to look at your chart just generally for you first and kind of tell you about, like, the energy you're in right now. Does that work for you?
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Okay. So, first of all, you're a seven life path, just like my other caller. Seven energy tends to be drawn to spirituality, to the occult. It's organized religion, normal kind of conservative religion tends to not work for seven life paths. You're someone who is a natural detective. You have a natural kind of truth sense to you and really strong gut feelings. And I think that you're kind of a, pardon my language, kind of a no bullshit kind of lady. And because you have a very strong sense of truth. Like you can tell when someone's lying to you, or you can tell, like, when you hear BS, when you hear it. Okay. So always follow that. You're someone who is naturally intuitive. I see you with a deck of tarot cards. Do you do that by yourself yet or no?
No, but I literally had a reading last week, and that's kind of like what kind of, there's certain things that she said to me that just kind of, I've been looking into this thing. She had told me that, like, I'm clairvoyant and all this stuff, and I was like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's kind of like what led me to you. So I was like, okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I would definitely explore that. I think that you have some pretty natural gifts, and definitely just have fun with it. I don't see you as taking it, like, running out and necessarily, like, charging money for it or something, but it does seem to be something that might be important for your development. It's just something that you can begin to access, begin to ask your own questions, because I do see you as someone who is pretty naturally gifted in that arena. You have, your expression is a three. So I see you as someone who is, three is very visual. It's also very playful, very creative. Okay. So whatever it is that you do for career, whatever it is that you do in your life, it's really important for you to have fun and kind of stay on kind of the lighthearted side. But three is also very naturally clairvoyant, because I think that you are probably someone who can see things in pictures quite well. And I also see you as someone who is, I think there's also an artistic bent to you as well, because three is, there's a gift with words, writing, art, music, anything creative, anything expressive, even if it's just, and I also see you as someone who can, three energy tends to be, it can be pre-social as well too. So even if it's just making people feel better, there's like an uplifting energy to people, to someone with three energy. Okay.
Yeah. People tell me that all the time. I'm like the cheerleader for my friends.
Yep. Yep. Awesome. However, at the same time, you have an eight personality. Okay. So the way people see you as well, you do project, I think, a strength, 8 energy is executive, kind of, you can, like, you can really, I think, laser focus on a task when you focus on something. 3 is not the most focused energy. It can be quite playful, even a little bit scattered sometimes, but I think when it comes down to it, you can really knock out a to-do list. So it's really kind of balance out that 3 energy for you. That also kind of goes with your birthday number, because you're born on the 22nd. That's the master builder. You are someone who can be extremely organized. You're someone who can be really kind of the cornerstone for any business. You can be dependable and relied upon as well. And because that 22 is this master energy, this is talking about kind of this added layer to your intuition. I think that you can pick up feelings about people. I think that you can read people pretty well.
Yeah.
And I would always trust that the feelings that your body is giving you, because this kind of brings in that clairsentient thing for me. Clairsentient means clear feeling something in your body.
I have really bad anxiety sometimes.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, well, and I see that with your first challenge number too, because we always have these, we kind of throw in our core numbers and our challenge numbers, and you pretty much get more or less the energy of a person. Your first challenge is a 2. That's really talking about oversensitivity, basically. And really, I do see you as someone, you really need some kind of meditation practice, some kind of way to ground your energy and kind of get the grime of the day off of you. I feel like you're kind of a sponge for people's energy. So,
I am.
Even
like, there's days I come home and I'm like drained and I just like have to tune everybody out.
Yes. So even if it's just taking a shower and imagining like the energy kind of draining off of you, there's not to shamelessly plug, there's a free grounding meditation on my website. So go there and get that if you want. Because that'll help you kind of, it's just a little guided meditation to kind of help you release. Okay. I do want to talk about career really quick. So 2018 in general for you. Okay. So this year on your birthday, you started a string of energy that's talking about, you are 28, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you start, there's something in your energy field that's saying I'm beginning something new. There is this thing that's kind of talking to me about standing on your own 2 feet, learning to be independent. This might like, this feels like it is some sort of new beginning, but it feels like it's a bit of a challenging new beginning. And especially for some reason, September is okay. Okay. So what are you starting?
So I was at my previous job for 3 years and then I got a really bad energy from that place, so I just straight up quit, and people thought I was crazy, but I was like, no, I'm not happy.
Good for you.
I'm not going to stay here. Yeah, and then I got a better job. I actually just started a new job in June, so that's probably what you're saying. Yeah.
Cool.
But
awesome. All right. Sweet. So this year is you're in an 8 personal year. 2018 is about career, money, finance. And it's kind of your power year, basically. And so really, it kind of depends on the work that you've been putting in the past 8 years, and you're kind of rewarded this year for that. But there is a theme around an 8 is inner power, kind of running your CEO executive energy and really making things happen, especially this month, because your September is always going to match that, the number of the year. So September I see as pretty intensely about career, money, finance, that whole thing. Okay. You are going into, I do feel at age 30, there's something coming in that's talking about more of this kind of extreme new beginning about something. So I'm kind of looking at a promotion, or I'm looking at even maybe going back to school or something too. Like there's some sort of major new beginning you have coming up for you. So I just kind of want to let you know about that. That's a little farther into the future. You're just the energy that you have coming up for you next year. You're going into some 9 energy. So 9 energy is about completion and letting go. So whatever is in your life that is not working for you, whatever old patterns, habits, those are going to come more into focus as you go into 2019. And also 9 is a very highly spiritually charged number. So this can also come with just more of an increased intuitive awareness and maybe even seeing like who around you is like, if there's someone that's like not good for you, you know, if there's someone that you realize mm-hmm. like, oh, you kind of suck, you're kind of like an energy vampire. We tend to be more aware of that in 9 energy. So just know that that is kind of coming up for you. You're going into kind of a cleansing cycle. So that's pretty much what I have
leaving
for you.
Leaving people behind.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's what we got for you. Thanks for calling in, Christina.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, all right. That's our show, everyone. Ari, thanks so much for coming on the show. That was awesome. We'll have to do that again very
soon.
Thank
you for having me.
To be like a regular guest. So that was really good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. All right. So go ahead and plug your website one more time just for our listeners, and then I'll do the same, and then we'll get out of here.
Yep, sure. So my Facebook is just facebook.com/ArieNicoleMedium. That's ArieNicole Medium. And then you can also catch my videos for your monthly forecast on YouTube at Midwest Medium.
Awesome. All right. And for everyone listening, my website is acreekintuitive.com. I'm not even going to bother spelling it out because it's going to be in the description below. So you can go ahead and click on that. And I'll do the same thing with your link as well.
Perfect.
So I do monthly forecasts as well. So if you want a free personal month forecast that's specific to you, I've been doing that for a long ass time. You can go ahead and visit my YouTube channel as well, that I will link below as well. You can go ahead and sign up for that, subscribe to the channel, or subscribe to my newsletter, or both, because that would be great. So, if you ever want a free reading of this podcast, go ahead and email me, drop me a line on my Facebook page, or email me, and we will be back in. I can't decide if I'm doing this every 2 weeks or 1 week, but they're going to be on Mondays. So just subscribe on iTunes, you guys, and it will notify you. So, and Ari, thanks so much. And everyone have a great rest of your week, guys.